Right, I'm here with Nick Stalvin from Wolf. Hi Nick, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yeah. Okay, so this is my special Halloween show, and I'd like to ask you a bit about Halloween and what it means to you. Can you tell me what you think about the whole Halloween thing?
Well, it took me like 20 years to discover it was spelled with an A. Because I thought it was, you know, with an E, like Halloween, for a very long time. I think I was an adult when I discovered it was spelled with an A.
Really?
And, yeah, I was, you know, I thought it was more important with a band called Halloween than, you know.
Yeah, well, they are very important, yeah.
Yeah. I don't listen much to them anymore, but I remember when I was 14, I used to draw pumpkins all over and draw the logo and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be featuring on this show, seeing as they've got a song called Halloween. Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me you're in Sweden, what you do over there for Halloween, what goes on?
Well, in Sweden we like to be like America, but 20 years behind, so we're doing all the stuff they do there. So my son, he was at the Halloween disco, and everybody was dressing out to, you know, monsters and stuff. And, well, I think it's just fun for the kids.
Yeah, it is really, yeah.
Fun for them, so nobody's, in 10 years' time from now, no one will remember what we used to celebrate this time of year anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So do they do the whole pumpkin carving and everything, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know, it's like a masquerade and candy and stuff. Everything that, you know, just commercial stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So if you had to dress up for Halloween, what would you dress as?
a mummy.
A mummy?
Yeah, a toilet paper mummy.
That's an easy one.
Fun. Yeah, with people, you know, when I sit down a couple of times and everything starts to fall apart, that would be great. That's my plan for the next, masquerade.
Right, okay. I expect to see pictures on Halloween later this week then.
Oh yeah. I mean, after, you know, spill wine all over and you can imagine, you know, a couple of hours into the party.
Yeah. Or maybe the wolf absinthe, that's a good one for Halloween. Will you be drinking that on Halloween?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, the wolf absinthe is the best drink ever, you know, for such an occasion.
Definitely.
Absinthe.com, where we sell it in Europe, they have a special Halloween recipe for the wolf absinthe out on the web.
Right, so people need to have a look at that one then, yeah?
Yeah, I prefer it just with water.
Yeah. Have you actually tried the special recipe, though?
No, I'm really conservative. I like to have it like in the old times, where the artists drank absinthe and went crazy with just a tad of water to make it, you know, to make the flavors come through.
Cool, okay. So what kind of effect does it have on you then?
I got drunk.
Just very drunk. You don't turn into Jekyll and Hyde.
Sadly, it turned out that all of that was just a myth. But, you know, we can still enjoy the myth and think it's true. But the one chemical that affects people in the absinthe is alcohol.
Yeah. Okay, I've yet to try it. One day I will do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right, well, that's great. So we've done the Halloween bit. Now let's move on to Wolf, if you can just update everyone with what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, it's exciting times. It's Saturday now. On Monday we're entering the studio and start recording the next album. So we have All the songs are kind of finished, you know, as much finished as we want them to before we enter the studio, and it's really exciting.
Yeah,
I have an extremely good feeling about this album, so really looking forward to the recording. And we have turned out that we're going to record with one of our favorite producers, Jens Bogren.
Yeah.
Who happens to live not far from where I live, and we are very happy about it.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds fantastic. Yeah. Can't wait for that one. So, when will that be finished?
It will be finished the end of this year, and hopefully released in March or, you know, in the springtime.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Not too long to wait then.
No, I think it's going to be really good. And I feel it's very nice with a new lineup and everything. It feels like a new start. And I think, you know, the last three albums we did, I view them like a trilogy, you know, of an era in Wolf. And this one is going to represent the start of something new, I think.
Yeah.
At least in my mind. And that's the feeling we have in the band. It's kind of a new start for the band now. So,
yeah
feels good.
Awesome. Oh, I hope it all goes well for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, well, thank you ever so much for your time, Nick, and happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you too. I hope to see you in UK in next year then.
Definitely, most definitely, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot then.
Yeah, thank you.